We're going far away from here to Israel, where the mountain, the Carmel mountain is real. Okay, not like here. We're talking about distribution and resistance to detection in Bemisia, Biotech B&Q. And this picture I took this year, this damage in Bell paper in Israel with bee population. So actually, the grower abandoned this greenhouse because of the Bemisia. So Bemisia sometime even bee can be damaged. Okay, about biotype of Bemisia tabaci. Biotypes are distinguished largely on the basis of biochemical or molecular polymorphism. The biological significance of such biotypes is still unclear, but they are known to differ in some important characteristics. For example, host plant range, symbiont, capacity of to cause plant disorder, to transmit viral disease, and to develop insect resistance, and I focus about insect resistance. In Israel, we found two biotypes so far in early 1990s. We found the B biotype, like here in America, and the Q biotype was found in late 1999. We develop identification method to by using CAP analysis based of primer to mitochondrial gene segments and with uncut and digested with VSPR plus. So in this picture we can see the characteristics of two the two biotypes, the B biotype and Q. And for example, this is a B biotype and Q. And this part can show you the difference between organic cotton, that's all we have found are B's, and the conventional cotton here that is Q biotype in the same area. This is a map of Israel. Israel is very small. All the length of Israel is about 400 miles. So this is Israel, but it's a diverse climate area. And we, in general, sample whitefly and biotype whitefly from three parts of Israel. Carmel Coast is here, in Haifa. It's Ayalon Valley in the middle of Israel near Jerusalem, and the Western Negev here near Gaza Strip. As you can see, in Israel we have found Q and B biotype in mixtures. Here Q, more Q than B, here Q and B, a small amount of B. In the South Israel you can see more B. In the South Israel it's warmer than the North, and this part of the issue. So this is distribution of B and Q in Israel, and most of the area you can find them in mixtures. About tolerance to insecticide that affect their field composition. Since the early 19th, we monitoring resistance to pyrepoxifen. And for example, this is the Ayalon Valley in middle Israel. And in 1996, we found high resistance to this compound. It's a very effective compound against whitefly, but there's problem of resistance. And since then, we monitored resistance. We found every time very high resistance. In 1996, we didn't know that we found actually Q biotype in the field. And since then, all the late season biotype in Ayalon Valley, in Middle East Israel, is Q biotype. The standard susceptible line is the B biotype. We don't have any Q biotype that's susceptible to insecticide, to this insecticide. This is another area, the South Israel near Gaza Strip here, and in this area we found mostly B biotype. This is the standard B, and around that is the B biotype that was found in this area. Only 1 year we found some Q biotype in that area. We found also an increase in level of resistance in this area, but every year is still effective. In summary about resistance to pyrifoxifen, in area where the use of pyrifoxifen ceased, resistance level declined to some extent, but level of susceptibility was restored completely in the lab. We're talking about generation 1520, and we think this is the biotype-related resistance. Another issue about that affect the composition of the biotype in Israel, it's organic regime and crop-related also. For example, this is the area, it's Arava Valley, it's south Israel, it's a very warm climate here. In the summer it's about 100 Fahrenheit every day. And we found mostly B biotype in this area. We have surveyed biotype during the year season 2004 and 2006, and we found mostly B. In greenhouse, organic paper, cucumbers, and melons, we found B, but in conventional greenhouse, we found mostly Q in the same area. Oops, sorry. Okay, this is another issue about attraction of a biotype to several crops. We compared sunflowers to cotton, and sunflowers, it's we've gone without any insecticide treatment in Israel, and although no insecticide treatment, we found in sunflowers only Q biotype in early season in May actually, and we found all the season along season Q biotype, although no treatment treatments were applied. In if you compare to cotton, neighbor cotton, we can just cotton. We can see that in the early season we found about 50% Q and B. In late season we found in cotton only Q biotype. So we think that the Q is more it's attracted to sunflowers, and in cotton it's not so clear, but in the early season we found 50% Q and B. There's a lab assay showing you what's happened if we mix together the two biotype and try to select with insecticide, and this is the experiment. We mix Q and B biotype one by one with similar resistance level, and we maintained for 20 generations in the lab. One part was selected with pyrifoxifen, another part kept untreated, and what's happened for this situation. This is the first generation, that mixture, and this is the strain that selected with pyrifoxifen. In that case, we found that only Q was found, and with higher resistant to pyrifoxifen. The other side, it's in turn to B biotype, and the decrease resistant to pyrifoxifen. That means the situation also may occur in the field, that if you spray with pyrifoxifen in some field or other insecticide like neonics, you can get more Q than B, and at least in Israel. We biotype the every four generation in the lab, and we found that this change occur very early in generation four. The untreated tend to be in generation four, and pyrifoxifen selection, you see in generation 12 you get actually Q biotype alone.
3 minutes,
okay. Ah, a lot of time. Okay. So, if we summarize this, interaction B biotype, both BNQ biotype are present in Israel. Field population may consist of a mixture of biotypes. We're talking about BNQ so far. Reproductive incompatibility maintain the genetic isolation. A possible link exists between B. tabaki biotype and insecticide resistance. Tolerance of Q type to pyrimoxifen, neonics, and other new insecticides in the crew. Without exposure to insecticides, higher fitness to be, that's the thing, because the lab experiments, and in general, we can say that insecticide applications select for Q type. There's some unsolved questions. We know some answer, but we don't know all the answer. Does B type have higher fitness than Q type? It is more competitive. Why does B take over Q after several generations under lab condition? We know part of the answer because there's a recent paper in Science then showing us that some competition between biotype or mating. And in this case, the B male win. Okay? It's good to be B. Differential attraction to crops. Okay? In the Israeli field, why did biotype B fail to develop resistance to pyrimoxifen? I know that Arizona, they found some resistant pyrimoxifen in B. And this is our team. And thank you for your attention.